This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. You know why it's such a great day? Because the Oscars are over, and they finally ended. This was going to be tightly scripted, cut down to size, and Oscar show that wouldn't run on and on and on and on. It still felt like it did, and it did run almost a half hour over what it was supposed to. And for people who are professionals in media, I mean, the fact that you can't meet a schedule, and some of the attempts at humor, and the ignoring of the worldwide absorption and concern and passion about the Ukraine struggle for freedom and decency, and the fact that they turned down an opportunity to have a message from Volodymyr Zelensky because that would be too political, with all the other political comments they made. I mean, I thought that the idea of having, they've gone the last three Oscars before this one, they've gone to basically having no host at all, just having presenters. And that didn't work. So this year they had three hosts. They had all women, two of them black, and one of them Amy Schumer, who is, as people know, a distant cousin, not so distant, she's actually quite friendly with him, of Chuck Schumer, the same family. And it's Amy Schumer, Wanda Sykes, and Regina Hall. And Wanda Sykes is out and proud. And again, last night she did one number where she dressed up as Will Smith with all kinds of facial makeup and a beard, dressed up as Will Smith in his Oscar-winning role as Richard Williams, the father of Venus and Serena. Venus and Serena were right there at the beginning of the Oscar show to help introduce a Beyoncé song that was nominated for Best Song from King Richard, which is the film about their father. And it was very strange. Everyone was wearing a costume. It has a huge chorus line and orchestra, and they performed on a tennis court and was beamed into the Oscar ceremony. And but everyone, including Beyoncé, was dressed as a tennis ball. No, this is not kidding. They tried to get the color, that sort of greenish-yellow color of tennis balls. Well, there it was. This is the way that Amy Schumer, Wanda Sykes, and Regina Hall helped to welcome the eager crowds. And this is before this became the Sunday night fights between Chris Rock and Will Smith. We'll get to that. There's an update, actually. Here is the what part of the opening, painfully unfunny, opening monologue by Amy, Wanda, and Regina. This is clip 11.
We're going to have a great night tonight, and for you people in Florida, we're going to have a gay night. Gay, 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 gay.
Okay, you know, for that idea that we're going to have a gay night, okay, why should this night be different from all other nights for the Oscars? That's the formulation for that Jewish people have on the Passover holiday. Why is this night different from all other nights? Do people feel that gay issues and gay personalities have been neglected by the motion picture industry or by the Oscars? Here is some news. I think both of these items of news stand as good news. Certainly good news for the movie industry and for the Academy, viewership rose, and it rose dramatically, with 15.36 million sets of eyeballs tuning into the 94th Academy Awards on ABC. The award show was up 56% from last year in audience size, per time zone adjusted fast national numbers from Nielsen, and 68% up increase in the ratings with a 3.2. The Oscars brought in 15.3 million viewers for ABC on Sunday, up 56% from last year's historically low ratings, the lowest ever. The lowest ever last year. Okay, why did the Oscars go up so much? Because they were actually doing a big push that this was going to be a more populist Oscars. And it wasn't going to be all the movies like, oh, one of the movies nominated for Best Picture and Best Director was Drive My Car, which was a three-hour movie in Japanese, Korean, some Russian, and almost no English, but it had subtitles. It also had sign language. Sign language was a big winner. And everybody learned how to sign applause, which is you just sort of wave your hands in the air and wiggle them back and forth. And that's because the big winner, the winner for Best Picture and for Best Director, a surprise winner for Best, not for Best Director, the director of the film had written the screenplay. It was for Best Adapted Screenplay. And Coda, the Oscar-winning film, was actually a remake of a successful French film. And the director of the film, Sean Hader, had actually written the script. So she won for Best Adapted Screenplay, which was a surprise because everybody thought Power of the Dog was going to win that. But this beat Power of the Dog and all the other films. And I actually, Coda's quite a wonderful film. It's a good film. But today, the fallout continued over Will Smith, Oscar winner for King Richard, playing Richard Williams, father of Venus and Serena. And in the middle of the show, or actually toward the end of the show, but before he had won his Oscar, Chris Rock made a nasty comment about Jada Pinkett Smith, who came wearing a bald head. I mean, she was shaven, quite clean cut, but she is suffering and has been, and this has been public knowledge for a long time, of by a disease called alopecia. And alopecia, one of the consequences of that disease is your hair falls out. So this is what it sounded like when Chris Rock told his joke. And right after he told the joke, Will Smith got up from his table, sitting at a table with his beautiful wife, who was bald, sitting up from that table. He walked up to the front and slapped Will Smith, though it looked more like it was a roundhouse punch. And it sounded like this, clip two.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? That was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Nick Wright's name out your mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your no!
I'm going to, okay? Okay. That was the greatest night in the history of television. Okay. Okay. So we are here to give a documentary out, to give an Oscar out for best documentary.
Okay. Was it a setup? A lot of people think it was, but the fallout continued today, and there's an indication from the Academy that they are not taking it as a setup. We will get to that and more coming up. 1-800-955-1776. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Gunning it, brother running it, puffing those soldier. Look, it's like I told you, any damsel that's in distress, be out of that dress when she meet Jim West. Rough neck, so go check the lawn to buy. Watch your step, we'll flex and get a hold of your side, swallow your pride.
Don't there's you don't wanna see my more to Will Smith than just slapping Chris Rock. Now, both of these multimillionaire and philanthropic and obviously very talented people. I mean, Chris Rock is and can be hilarious doing stand-up. I don't think this was his greatest joke ever, and was it ill-considered? It was very ill-considered because you can imagine if you're suffering from alopecia, which is, again, a real disease, and they had announced to the world that she was, then you're coming out dressed very elegantly and with a sort of startling clean-shaven head. It's like making fun of somebody because she's in the wheelchair. Or no, it, I shouldn't even say that because it doesn't impact anything that that Jada Pinkett Smith is doing other than her appearance. There was a segment in the wheelchair. Liza Minnelli came up with Lady Gaga to give out the Best Picture Award, which was won by Coda. And it was just very sad because Liza Minnelli couldn't get up on stage because she was in a wheelchair, and she's been suffering in ill health, and she clearly was not entirely there. But that was at the time late at night in the East Coast when the Oscars had already run over. A comment from Sid in Atlanta. Sid, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. Yeah, so I was watching this whole thing live last night, and basically, I remember calling your show before. Somebody was talking about Maxine Waters' wig, and I had mentioned that I had called and said never talk about a black woman's hair. And I was upset that the person was talking about Maxine Waters, you know, wig. And you say that Chris Rock was the one who said that statement, or who had a comedy show about that, never talk about a black woman's hair.
He did, I'll tell you, it wasn't just a comedy show. He did a whole documentary movie where he was involved with it, and I think he narrated it. I never saw the film, but it was about, I think it was called Black Hair, and it was about the struggle that a lot of black women go through to figure out how to handle the whole issue of hair. It was a very sensitive film and interesting subject, I thought.
Yeah,
and
so
you're right to remind us about that.
Yeah, so it was kind of audacious for him to, first of all, he was the one who came up, you know, with that statement. Now he's dissing a black woman, and I didn't even know that it was a medical thing for her. I thought she did that for a movie. But I appreciate
No, it was medical.
Yeah, it's medical. Yeah, so I appreciate Chris Rock's he was a gentleman. He was still doing his job while after he got punched. He never, you know, he never went down with, you know, it was a surprise to him, but he never reacted. So thank God that they didn't, you know, struggle on the floor. It would have really, really been bad for him. But I think Will Smith should have kept that backstage. He only did that because he was laughing after the joke. He only did that because of the way his wife looked at him.
Yes, you know, which is like, when you look at. By the way, my wife, who has wonderful hair, and thank God, my wife made the comment that this is like the Zapruder film. And people are looking at the 90 seconds of and no, it's not the assassination of anybody, but there are people who believe that this whole thing was set up, and there's a lot of discussion on the internet that this was a bid for ratings. Oh, by the way, from People magazine, they said Chris Rock's Black Hair documentary explored, quote, self-esteem of the black community ahead of the Oscars controversy. 2009 film Good Hair was prompted by Rock's daughter approaching him and asking, Daddy, how come I don't have good hair? Which is so sad, according to a synopsis. Meanwhile, concerning it looked like a punch when you watch it the first time, but when you go back and you watch it again and again and again and you look at close-ups, it looks more like a slap. And today, just about an hour ago, the Academy announced that there is going to be a full investigation of this. The Academy condemns the actions of Mr. Smith at last night's show, a spokesman said in a statement, noting that it will explore further action and consequences. And some people have said that Will Smith should be stripped of the Oscar he won last night, which I don't think they will do. There's never been anything like that. One of the questions, and there are a lot of questions here, are how fortunate in some ways we are that there's not a racial tinge to this incident, that it involved two black males. And Jeremy asked a very interesting question. Wanda Sykes, there were a great many off-color comments about various Hollywood celebrities. Wanda Sykes actually had a pretty funny line, or it might have been Amy Schumer. But if you imagine Wanda Sykes, who is a black woman, if she had made that comment or some comment about Jada Pinkett's hair, or lack of hair, would that have had the same response from Will Smith? Would he have come up and punched Wanda Sykes? Probably not. But that's just a proof, it seems to me, as a thought experiment, that race differences are mutable. Gender differences are, well, the whole theme of the Academy Awards. They had Ellen Page, who was the very talented star of Juno. She came up because they gave a tribute to Juno because it had been, what, 15 years since that film came out. They had these weird tributes to an oddly assorted number of films, to all of the James Bond films. They did a tribute to the 50th anniversary of Godfather with Francis Ford Coppola and Robert De Niro and Al Pacino on either side of him. Not saying a word, by the way, which must have been very hard for Al Pacino. The other thing that they had at the Academy Awards that is worth talking about is they had a whole sequence where they had taken a Twitter poll where people could vote for their popular favorites. Because one of the big criticisms of Oscars in recent years is all of the nominated films do very poorly at the box office. I mean, really do not do well at all. All 10 of these, none of the top 10 movies nominated, were on the box office top 10. So what did they do? Well, we'll talk about that, and then Will Smith's acceptance speech for winning his Oscar, coming up.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
The Michael Medved Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is releasing his budget for the upcoming 2023 fiscal year. The president explaining what the priorities of his budget are.
The budget I'm releasing today sends a clear message to the American people that what we value. First, fiscal responsibility. Second, safety and security. And thirdly, the investments needed to build a better America.
This comes as the nation deals with inflation, which the Biden administration is blaming on Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Republicans blame President Biden's and Democrats' spending packages passed last year. Airlines are calling for the Biden administration to end the mask mandate for air travel. The heads of American and Southwest have sent a letter saying the science clearly supports lifting the requirement. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
On the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about movies that have been successful, either winning critical acclaim and winning Oscars, or winning a lot of acclaim at the box office. The popular favorite segment of this Oscar ceremony, they gave a bunch of the films that had won the most votes. They didn't even tell you the final winner had been what's called the Zack Snyder cut, which was a version of The Walking Dead. That had been the popular favorite according to the Twitter poll. And none of the top 10 box office winners were nominated for anything. There was one award for the new Spider-Man No Way Home nomination, but it didn't win anything. The strange thing about that, and the strange thing also about the In Memoriam, which was a very, very strange event, they always do these fairly moving, with a sort of solemn music or mournful music, usually played on strings. And here they had the pictures of the people who had died in Hollywood, the prominent people, and most of those names are pretty well known, and they're people who are very much missed, and people are attached to them. Here they had people dancing. It was sort of a gospel choir, and they were singing upbeat music that didn't fit at all with the In Memoriam segment. But by the same token, without just talking about the fan favorites and then showing lots of scenes of comic book characters and action scenes and special effects and pizzazz movies, the kind that do not tend to get nominated for Academy Awards. And by the way, the one exception of the 10 nominated films for Best Picture that actually did reasonably well at the box office was number 13 in the year in terms of its box office grosses here in the United States, was Dune, which also won 6 Oscars, all of them for technical reasons. Okay. Will Smith's rambling acceptance speech. And he was crying, and yes, they had close-ups so you could see the tears streaming down his face. And if you can make sense out of this, well, tell me what it means. 1-800-955-1776. This is after the incident of the slap heard round the world. This is clip 3.
Richard Williams was a fierce defender of his family. In this time in my life, in this moment, I am overwhelmed by what God is calling on me to do and be in this world. Making this film, I got to protect Ingenue Ellis, who was one of the most, the strongest, most delicate people I've ever met. I got to protect Sanaa and Demi, the two actresses that played Venus and Serena. I'm being called on in my life to love people and to protect people.
I'm sorry, can we stop? Can we stop for a moment? The idea that he slapped Chris Rock out of love. Look, what he may mean, of course, and you could see it, they showed the reaction of Jada Pinkett Smith to the comment about her lack of hair. And a comment to G.I. Jane. G.I. Jane, by the way, was a terrible movie with Demi Moore, and everyone's forgotten about it except for Chris Rock. But there didn't seem to be a whole lot of love in his walking up to attack Chris Rock in front of hundreds of millions of people. Please continue, Mr. Smith.
Life, to love people and to protect people and to be a river to my people. And I know to do what we do, you got to be able to take abuse. You got to be able to have people talk crazy about you. In this business, you got to be able to have people disrespecting you. And you got to smile and you got to pretend like that's okay. But Richard Williams, and what I loved, thank you, D. Denzel said to me a few minutes ago, he said, at your highest moment, be careful. That's when the devil comes for you. I want to be a vessel for love. I want to say thank you to Venus and Serena. I just spit. I hope they didn't see that on TV. I want to say thank you to Venus and Serena and the entire Williams family for entrusting me with your story. That's what I want to do. I want to be an ambassador of that kind of love and care and concern. I want to apologize to the Academy. I want to apologize to all my fellow nominees.
Not to Chris Rock, you'll notice.
This is a beautiful moment, and I'm not crying for winning an award. It's not about winning an award for me. It's about being able to shine light on all of the people, Tim and Trevor and Zach and Sanaya and Demi and Ingenue and the entire cast and crew of King Richard and Venus and Serena, the entire Williams family. Art imitates life. I look like the crazy father, just like they said. I look like crazy father, just like they said about Richard Williams. But love will make you do crazy things. To my mother, a lot of this moment is really complicated for me, but to my mother, she didn't want to come out. She's had her knitting friends. She has a knitting crew that she's in Philly watching. Watching with. Being able to love and care for my mother and my family, my wife. I'm taking up too much time.
That's true.
Thank you for this honor. Thank you for this moment. And thank you on behalf of Richard and Orsine, the entire Williams family. Thank you. Hoking Academy invites me back. Thank you.
Well, the Academy is inviting him back for an investigation of the whole incident. There's this from page 6 in the New York Post. Diddy says the feud is over. Rapper claims Will Smith and Chris Rock have made up after that slap that rocked the whole world. It's all love. They're brothers. The slap rocked the world, with some saying it was justified, others saying no. But now the New York Post has reported that Diddy said the two stars are on okay terms. Sean Combs told the site while at the Vanity Fair bash that the stars are fine. That's not a problem. That's over. I can confirm that. 52-year-old Diddy said to the outlet, "It's all love. They're brothers." Except Chris Rock didn't show up at that party. We'll get to more. This shows something very significant about the United States at this moment. We'll get to it coming up.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, the stock market first day in 2 weeks, it's down, but not tremendously badly. It's below 200 points down on the Dow. And one of the things about markets is there are some areas of investment that just have done very, very well over a long period of time, like 10 years. And one of those areas has to do with high-tech startups, particularly high-tech startups in Israel. Right now, they're going on with a big summit conference with leaders of Morocco and Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates, countries that, Arab countries, some of them very prosperous, that have made peace with Israel. And, again, that continues. And you can actually be part of the whole process with Our Crowd. Our Crowd is a crowd-sourced funding for high-tech Israeli startups and American startups here all across the United States and even some in Europe. They are curated and selected and monitored and developed by my brother's company, which has gotten all kinds of attention in Wall Street Journal and on CNBC and all around the world. Check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on a banner that says Our Crowd, and they'll send you absolutely free information about some of the companies and some of the opportunities that exist here. There's no cost of any kind. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for Our Crowd. I mentioned something about an aspect of the American public that I find fascinating. I really have been talking about this since this study came out. And it actually fits, I think, with some of what happened at the Oscars last night. Is, look, a couple of years ago, there was a big concern about Oscars so white because there hadn't been enough black nominees. And it wasn't that people thought that a specific film had been slighted. It was just that generally there wasn't enough black presence at the Oscars ceremony. No one could say that about this year. And it did very well in the ratings. It did much better in the ratings. So good for them. But this goes to this question of what people make mistakes about when they look at our country. There are many things that people make mistakes about, but one of them is just the prevalence of relatively small subgroups of Americans that people think are just far more numerous. This is a piece from YouGov, and which monitors a lot of polling and opinion information. And they write, when it comes to estimating the size of demographic groups, Americans rarely get it right. In two recent YouGov polls, we asked respondents to guess the percentage, ranging from 0% to 100%, of American adults who were members of 43 different groups, including racial and religious groups, as well as other less frequently studied groups, such as pet owners and those who are left-handed. When people's average perceptions of group sizes are compared to actual population estimates, an intriguing pattern emerges. Americans tend to vastly overestimate the size of minority groups. This holds for sexual minorities, including the proportion of gays and lesbians, bisexuals, and people who are transgender. I'll give you the transgender thing for an example. When people are asked, how many Americans do you think are transgender? The average estimate is 21%. Really? You think 21% of Americans are transgendered? The actual number is 0.6%. When it comes to gays and lesbians, people estimate 30% of Americans are gay or lesbian. The actual percentage, because that doesn't include bisexuals, the actual percentage of gays and lesbians is 3%. Bisexuals, the estimate is 29%. The actual estimate is 4%. Now, it also happens with religious minorities, Muslim Americans. People estimate that 27% of the U.S. population is Muslim. What's true? It's less than 1%. Jewish Americans estimate 30%. Now, people are watching the Oscars in an industry that for 80 years more has been disproportionately Jewish. Okay, they estimate 30%. The actual number of Jews in the United States, and this is one of those things that most Jewish people understand this, it's 2%, just a little bit less. About double the Muslim percentage of the population, but still small. And we find the same sorts of overestimates for racial and ethnic minorities. How about Native Americans? Okay, when people are asked about this, they think there are 27% Native Americans in America. It's actually 1%. It still means, by the way, that the total number of Native Americans that are registered with the government or members of tribes and existing tribes, it's about 4 million, which is a higher population of Native Americans than has ever been certified in North America. There weren't this continent was not heavily populated with Native Americans. Asian Americans, estimate 29%. Actual number, 6%. And Black Americans, and this is a killer, the estimate is that America is 41% Black. The actual number is 12% now, in the most recent census. A parallel pattern emerges when we look at estimates of majority groups. People tend to underestimate rather than overestimate their size of majority groups relative to the actual size of the adult population. For instance, you ask people the proportion of American adults who are Christian. The estimate is 58%. It's actually 70%. Or the proportion who have at least a high school diploma, who've graduated from high school. People estimate that 65% have graduated from high school. It's actually 89% have graduated from high school. And by the way, that's one area where America started doing much better in the last couple of decades. In any event, all of this is fascinating because it goes to this sense that people believe we are a very diverse country, and we are. But the idea that America is that these numbers have changed radically, and that America's stable population of hardworking people with a background in the Christian faith in the majority, that that is being threatened or that it's gone. This goes to some of the crazy fear talk, and it's sometimes put forward by people with racial animus, that, oh, America is going to be a majority-minority nation. Okay, we're far from that in racial terms. And the only way they can get even close to that is by counting Hispanic people, a majority of whom count themselves as white, counting them as a separate race. And playing all these games with numbers, the numbers can get killing, but they can also get very, very misleading and give people a sense that some of the traditional aspects of America are now out of date because of estimating that 30% of Americans are gay and lesbian. Okay. When we come back after the break, we're going to be speaking with Charles Lipson, who has written a powerful column about stop dithering over Ukraine. He's talking about helping Ukraine win while ensuring NATO forces don't get into a direct fight with Russia. And there is more information about exactly what Russian dogma believes and what their military regulations believe about the appropriateness of using nuclear weapons. It's not reassuring because they've said it's appropriate for a long time if Russia is losing a war. So the good news, maybe Ukraine could be winning this war. The bad news, maybe that authorizes Russia to use nukes. And what happens then? We'll be talking about that with Professor Charles Lipson, Professor Emeritus at University of Chicago, and more. And a lot more to cover in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and its alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.